Swifties. Are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the player's gonna play, play,
play, play, play. Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Welcome to Taylor Swift Ready, the podcast with me, Dave Moore, her, Maria Devereaux, and him, Cathal Minogue. Is this your first appearance? Were you on yesterday?
I was on yesterday.
Oh, good man, good man. Welcome back.
Yeah, totally sorry about my sister.
Memorable, obviously.
Oh, listen, yeah, come on. I told you a personal, deep story.
Sure, I remember that, Cian. Right, listen, we are here to get you Taylor Swift ready. You do know there's a 24/7 Taylor Swift stream called Today FM Taylor's Version, which is on the Today FM app. Go and tippity-tap that, scroll down to Taylor Swift, and away you go. Get 24/7 Taylor Swift content. But now we are going to talk about Taylor Swift's Irishness, because it's all well and good every country around the world trying to claim her.
Mm.
We've got her. Not on one side, but on two.
Yeah.
Details of that in a little while.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I liked about this was the fact that, like you say, there are a lot of countries trying to claim her. Mm. I'm sure every country she goes to, they're like, you're
she's
from here.
She's a bit Norwegian. She's a bit French.
But nobody in the world wants to be anything but Irish.
True.
Let's face it. We're
particularly
class.
If you're American.
Yeah. So, but the fact that on both sides of her family, so she can't, it's not this, oh, my second cousin twice removed,
no,
six times shifted by your man down the road is
location.
Like, why I'm Irish. Yeah. Yeah, like
detail.
Absolute purebred.
Yeah. And thing is, we don't even think she knows about the second bit, which you'll hear in a few minutes time. But like, so we're breaking news, not just for Swifties, for Taylor herself.
Yeah.
Do you know any Swifts around Ireland? I don't know any.
Jonathan Swift?
Who's he? He's a friend of yours.
What? Who's Jonathan Swift? You
wrote
Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Swift, the Dean of Trinity College.
Oh, yeah.
You must have been brilliant in school.
That's why I'm here.
Irish
history. That's why I'm here.
Is it one of the fairies? Is it one of the fairies called a Swift?
Jonathan
Swift, is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Is he the only one?
No.
Anyone knocking about, like... there's no one. There's no soccer player.
But Swift, listen, do you even know, is Taylor Swift her real name?
Oh, we would
that's
know.
That's her real name.
Maybe her name is Taylor McGregor.
We know.
No, it's
Taylor,
definitely
not. O'Shaughnessy. Taylor O'Neekialig.
Know. Do you know what? When you Google famous Irish Swifts.
Yeah.
You only get Jonathan Swift and Taylor Swift.
Then that's all we need.
So there you go.
Well, we are not experts on Irish genealogy of superstars. However, we did speak to someone who is. Well, let's go to Fiona O'Mahony, who's the head of Irish Family History Centre at EPIC, the Irish Emigration Museum. Hello there, Fiona. How are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm very good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. I'm so excited to find out about Taylor's Irish heritage. So is it true that Taylor famously has a relation at some point that was from Dublin, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, a great-great or something like that?
Yeah, it's actually his name was George Finlay, and he was born in Phibsborough, actually.
Right.
And in 1847. And he joined the Navy in 1866, and he sailed off to all around the world, including South Africa, where he met a widow, and they came back to England and had a son, also called George Finlay.
Right.
And so that is on Taylor's paternal, on her father's side.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so, you guys, along with the kind of the Irish Family History Centre, your genealogy partners, have gone back and searched even further. Is that right?
Yeah. So on her, we have her back on that side, and they're in Dublin. And he, as I said, he joined the Navy. His father before him was an attorney's clerk. And basically they worked really hard and ended up going, they lived in Phibsborough, they lived in Harold's Cross, and George Finlay Sr. Ended up in Sandy Cove. And
right.
That's where he passed away. So that's on that side. So hardworking, successful people.
Yeah.
But then on her mother's side, there is a love story.
Okay.
Which is very, very sweet. Two 21-year-olds, Frances Gwynne and Susan Davies. And in 1836, at the both at the age of 21, and they went with sort of group of friends. And we know this because their luggage allowance was pooled together.
Right.
There was a number of people pooled their luggage allowance again together. And they sailed on the 15th of June from Derry, and they went to Philadelphia. And they ended up getting married. So they obviously met on the boat.
Yeah.
And I sort of thinking, you know, if you can think of young 21-year-olds going off on their J-1 visas, you know.
Yeah, a little bit different for these people. But absolutely, I get the impression, all right.
I would imagine at 21, you must have been so excited to be heading off on an adventure like that. Mm. And she was a dressmaker, he was a weaver. And so they landed in 2 months later in Philadelphia, and they got married 3 years later.
Okay.
So kind of a long enough courtship. But they, again, they got married in 1839, and they had six children. And Francis actually set up a soap business.
All right.
So he had a soap factory. And again, really, really successful. And we know that in the 1870 census, he had property worth $18,000.
Which in the late 1800s would have been a huge fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Again, yeah, yeah. So it's quite a sweet love story. They actually ended up just dying 2 months apart from each other.
That is sweet, and that happens. Sad for everybody, but sweet at the same time. Yeah. And then, how do we trace these two, the dressmaker and the weaver? How do we trace them to Taylor?
So they are Taylor's three times great grandparents.
Right. Okay. So someone was born of them who then would have been her great 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 grandmother or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So they actually had six children. The youngest of whom was called Mary. She was born in 1854, and she married a man called Douglas, and they got married, and they had children who had children, and that is Taylor's maternal grandparents.
Now, if we've heard about George Finlay, presumably Taylor knows about George Finlay and her Dublin side of her thing. Do you think she knows about this Derry connection?
We don't know whether she knows about the Derry connection. We're going to be, ourselves and an EPIC, the Irish Immigration Museum, we are going to be presenting her. We've got a wonderful illustrator called Lauren O'Neill. And if you go to the EPIC website, we have put she has done beautiful illustrations of the love story.
Oh, fantastic.
And you can see that on the website. And you can also, for all the Swifties, you can download a free poster of it.
Brilliant.
Well.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we're trying to look after the Swifties as best we can, you know.
Listen, you're doing an amazing job, and it's great to discover that story behind Taylor, and obviously the connection she already has with Ireland, but just to add to it is just brilliant. So,
and obviously we would love to have her come in and visit us in the museum and the Irish
when I'm chatting to her, I'll definitely tell her to drop in and visit you, Fiona.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fiona O'Mahon, the head of the Irish Family History Centre at EPIC, the Irish Immigration Museum, thank you so much for telling that beautiful love story of Taylor Swift's great. I don't know how many of them grandparents. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
All right, bye. See you later. Bye-bye. There goes Fiona O'Mahony there. There you go, Swifties. You're educated now on something you didn't know, because even Taylor doesn't know that. So if you see her, if you meet her when she's over, make sure you tell her the story.
Dave Moore. Getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.